Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Kohathlein to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Pei Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah, Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre al Pi Beis Din, Shenema Ki Palemim Chadavar Mishpat, Ben Dam, Ladan, Ben Din, Ladin. The Mishnah says that Zakin Mamre, which is a rebellious elder, is one who rebels against the great Sanhedrin, as the Pasuk says in Dvorim Perk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches. If a matter eludes you in judgment between blood and blood, between judgment and judgment, Shlosha batei dinim hayu sham, echad al pesach ha'abayis, ve'echad al pesach ha'azorah, ve'echad v'lishas ha'gozis. There were three Sanhedris there. One sits at the entrance to ha'abayis, one sits in the entrance to the Azor, this temple courtyard, and one sits in the lishchas ha'gozis. Bain lezeh shal pesach ha'abayis, v'aimeh kach dorashti v'kach dorshu chavirai, kach limadti v'kach limdu chavirai, Im shamu, omu lahem, v'im lav, boim lezeh, shal pesach azor. If a chacham opposes the Beis Din of a city, they go to the Sanhedrin at the entrance to Ha'abayis. He says, this is how I expanded, this is how my colleagues expanded, this is how I learned, this is how my colleagues learned. If a Sanhedrin has a tradition for the law, they give it. If not, they go to the one at the entrance to the azor. V'im kach dorashti v'kach dorshu chavirai, kach limadu v'kach lomdu chavirai, im shamu, omu lahem, v'im lav, He says, this is how I expounded, this is how my colleagues expounded, this is how I learned, this is how my colleagues learned. If also this Sanhedrin has no tradition, these and these, means also the first Sanhedrin, go to the great Sanhedrin in the Lishchas HaGozis, which teaches Torah to Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, from the place that Hashem will choose. And the great Sanhedrin rules on this issue. Chazal Leroy v'shana v'limed k'dach shu lomad pater hoyra la'asais chayev sh'nehmar v'ha'isha sh'yaseh v'zadoin v'gayme v'necharot y'yoyra la'asais. If the Chacham returns to a city and learns as he did before, then he's exempt. But if he actually rules for others to follow in practice, then he is liable, as the Pasuk says, that he shall do in intentional sin. He's liable only if he teaches for others to actually do. Ha'tamid sh'hoyra la'asais pater nimsa chomoy kuloy. If a Talmud, not qualified to rule, rules even for others, he's exempt. It turns out his stringency, that he's not proper to give rulings, that people will not rely on him, is his leniency because it exempts him. And the Gemara says, "Ksiv ki palim chad avad mishpat magid sheba mufla sheba beistin akosam medaber." The Gemara says, when a matter of judgment will elude you, ki paleh, this teaches that the pasuk discusses a mufla, which is an expert chacham on the beistin, and excludes a Talmud who is not proper to rule. Mimcha, ve'itza davar zu agoda. The word mimcha refers to counsel, whether or not to be ma'aber the year to make a leap year, and davar in the pasuk refers to halacha la Moshe Sinai. He's even killed for these. Ben dam la dam, ben din dam nida la dam basulim, ben dam nida, she say, oi bedam leida, oi bedam ziva. The phrase ben dam la dam between blood and blood, whether they argue about dam nida, dam leida or dam ziva. Bendin ladin, bendin a mamoines, ladin a foshes, bendin ladin, ben aniskalim, lesophim, and an aragim, and lechanakim. Bendin ladin, between judgment, means whether monetary cases or capital cases. Bendin ladin is whether laws of people who get skila, people who get sefer, people who get hereg, or people who get chelek, or basin. Ben negal nega, ben mesayra muskar, ben mesayra muchlat, ben negal nega, ben nigay adam, ben nigay begadim, or nigay batin. Ben nega and nega between different types of tzaraas, whether laws of mesayra muskar or mesayra muchlat, different types of mesayra. Ben negal nega is whether laws of tzaraas of people or of garments of houses. Divrei should say, elu, ha'erachin, v'acharamim, v'atmurais, v'akadeshois, should say Ribois Eloha Shkai Saitar Arifas Aigla with Arasam and Sayur. Divrei refers to Erchin, Cherem, Tumura and Hegdush, different ways of sanctifying to the Beis Hamikdash. Ribois refers to giving a sota to drink, performing Egla Rufa and the Tahara of a Matsayur. The Kamta, Bekamta Beistin, Ralisa Zu Aliyah. The Kamta in the Pasuk means you will get up from Beistin where you are judging. Ralisa means ascending to Yerushalayim. Alternatively, the phrase V'alisa teaches that the Beit HaMikdash is built only in the highest place in the world. What's the source for this? One pasuk says in Yechezkel and Perek Chof pasuk Mem, that on my holy mount, on the mountain of the height of Yisrael, and then the pasuk there in Yechezkel and Perek Yudzayin pasuk Chof Gimel says, in the mountain of the height of Yisrael, I will plant it, and it will bear fruit, etc. Uvasa both based into Yavne, Uvideo Ime Leshela. Uvasa, the phrase there, includes the Bastion in where the great Hasidim was exiled to in Yavne. Uvideo says this is for She'ela, if he went there and asked, and later they returned to the Mikdash and he rebelled against them. Zokin Mamre Shahu Lasais Va'asa Chayev Hoyovle Asa Pata. Hoy Amanashve Lasais Pata, Hoy Amanash Lasais Asavishle Asa Chayev. If a Zokin Mamre ruled to do and he did, he's liable. If he ruled but did not do, he's exempt. If he ruled not in order to do, he's exempt. If he ruled explicitly in order to do, even if he did not do, he is liable. Amr Bila Tani Rishmol Kain Asher Yaseh Loi Hu Sheyaseh. Rabbi Hillel rejects this. Did Rabbi Shmuel teach like this? Asher Yaseh, does it not mean that the Zakin Mamre himself will do? Bavuna Amar Hayam Lamed Halacha Uvar V'Chakach Iroloi Ben Maaseh Oisin Loi Maaseh. Im should say Mishi Iroloi Maaseh Limed Oisin. Limed Oisin Achirim Ve'in Oisin Laatzmai. Bavuna said that if a Chacham used to teach a Halacha and afterwards an episode occurred relevant to him, we do like a teaching even for him. If after an episode occurred for relevant to him, then we do like his teaching for others, but not for him.